This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On today's episode of Down the Wire, we talk all things sports. The NBA came back. The NFL has another week. No bye weeks this week. Kind of weird as well. And the World Series starts today. It all happens today on Down the Wire.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast, Down the Wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast. Down the wire, yeah, down the wire, yeah. Tom and Dave Wirtz, yeah, down the wire, yeah, down the wire, yeah, down the wire, yeah. Tom and Dave Wirtz, yeah.
Episode number 142.
Nice.
Down the wire.
Brought it around. Way to go.
I had to go double check it here. And why is this like this? Interesting. Welcome into Down the Wire, where we talk professional sports in unprofessional ways. My name is Tom, here with my brother Dave.
Oh, hello.
And we are going to be annoying for the next hour and change.
Oh?
I don't know. I was just saying stuff right there. Dave, how is your week going? I don't know. How do we start these? It's always cold open, you know? So
I mean, you usually bring up something that people can reference.
Okay. I have something. I have something, I guess. Dave, how long do you typically work at a place before you're just like, all right, like, I kind of feel like I'm just doing the same shit? You ever have that vibes? Those vibes?
Oh, yeah, you know? 100%. I mean, there's a reason why I have to be in, like, education, you know? Like, no 2 days are the same for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember I used to build downspouts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
literally the same shit. Thing. Same shit.
I don't know, I feel like I get into vibes where, like, I just need changes of paces all the time, and
I mean, that is you.
Yeah.
You get bored very easily.
Get very bored. Very bored.
Very bored.
And
I've been working on my Trump. What do you think? Very bored. Pretty average.
It's okay.
Like, it's got the right cadence.
Yeah, yeah. Now just talk slower, and it's Joe Biden. Nailed it. Look, that's it. That was
very
all it
was. Bored.
All right.
Very bored.
Yeah, we're just talking politics for the next hour and change.
Tom, have you ever watched Jordan Klepper?
No.
He's a Daily Show correspondent.
Oh, definitely not though.
But you would love Jordan Klepper. I know you're like, I know, like, definitely not. Not any sort of politically charged person.
No.
But Jordan Klepper has this thing where he goes to rallies, and specifically Trump rallies, let's just be real. But he also went to, like, the largest gun convention, which basically was a Trump rally. But then he just basically, like, asks them all these questions and makes everyone look stupid.
Yeah.
It's really just comedy gold, but also, like, oh, dear Lord, these people live... They exist.
I could see that.
I feel like you would enjoy that.
People get made fun of, so I'm down with that.
It's good. Then you would love some Jordan Klepper. Sorry, that's what's like one reason why I've been like all like attempting to do more Trump, because I have a feeling it's going to get mentioned a lot. during these next couple of probably next year or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, we're getting to that season, right?
It's about to
get to that season.
We don't have a good like soap opera sting. Like, you know what I mean? Like one of those sound effects.
Yeah.
We definitely should have one of those.
Do we? Do we need that?
Like the dun dun dun.
Yeah, no, I got that from the dun okay. dun dun. But like before,
that's we need one of those.
Okay,
the, because like
it's more like dun dun dun.
Yeah. But yeah. Like it's one of those used in a, like an ironic fashion.
What is this one?
That's like not shock. That's like
I feel like
amazing.
That's the ironic dun dun dun.
Oh no no!
We could, it's
no.
interchangeable.
One's meant to be like, one's meant to have more of a serious sarcasm to it, and the other one's meant to be more of an excitement sarcasm.
Okay, all right, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
I can get behind
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Also, I'm just gonna say it right here, right now. Rompers, they fuck, dude. They fuck. They fucking fuck.
I think it's like a suit. You just gotta have the right body type. For
I am rocking this romper.
I didn't say you weren't. I think
it
you have a good body.
Colorful.
Type I think I would look so fucking and stupid.
I am so comfy.
It's like how my I'm just a very misshaped human being where I have
human being,
being, where I have just ridiculous shoulders.
That's me.
I am deeper than I am wider. Does that make sense?
No.
So like my belly is big because it goes so far to my back. I don't really get the bump. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? I'm deep.
Your belly hangs?
No, it's like
honestly, you know what that makes it sound like? Like you have like a dropped pregnancy stomach.
It's like
I'm only saying this because I don't think it's that bad.
It's like my belly starts at my back. And then, yeah, that's how I am. Like
good Lord.
Whenever you see me, like my belly doesn't always look like I'm as big as I am. It's that all this is hiding in the hips.
I'm going to disagree with you only because you have fallen asleep on my couch far too many times. And how you fall asleep is you curve backwards. So your stomach is always hanging out.
Okay.
But that's how you fall. That's because of how you fall asleep.
Yeah, I can fall asleep in weird positions.
You always do. Yeah. You always are like, it's like, you know, that like mid-morning stretch.
Yeah.
That you like the people that stretch back in their chairs. That is how you fall asleep.
Yeah, I have plenty of people. Joe has a really good picture of me where I fell asleep on a couch and I'm literally falling asleep like I just took a jumper. Like I'm like this the whole time.
A great picture of me from college where I'm in like the UWM, like I'm in one of the dorms at UWM and I'm on the the collection. What the fuck is it called? The commons room.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The
yeah,
couch.
Yeah.
It, first of all, those couches suck. Dick. They were the worst couches ever.
They look way softer than they are.
And this did not look not for laying down.
It's like that leather that looks poofier, but it's like hard.
It's quite awful. Yeah. Tom, like you'll see this thing once I find a picture. But it's also shorter too. So I had to bend my legs in.
Yeah.
And then my feet were touching together like I was doing a yoga pose. Because like that's the only way I could fit on this couch.
Is it hereditary that our family sucks at sleeping in beds?
I guess.
Because our parents and us, like, you know, dad sleeps in the recliner, mom sleeps on the couch, you sleep on the couch, I fall asleep on the couch more than anything.
How come we yes and no for you though. Like that's also because of your work lately.
I guess, but I also fall asleep. I mean, you can attest. Like I fall asleep on the couch all the time. I have roommates that would be like, dude, you fall asleep on the couch way too much. Like, but why do you always fall asleep on the couch?
Yeah, I mean, I like sleeping on the couch over my bed.
I don't know why it's
far more comfortable,
but. For some reason, I sleep on uncomfortable couches just to sleep on a couch.
But I like a firm bed, like a firm frame, rather. I don't want like a soft, cushy mattress. Like that's the problem with our mattress now is like it's like super Tempur-Pedic.
Mm-hmm.
So
too soft.
It's way too soft.
It's not manly enough.
No, because I love Tempur-Pedic. I have a Tempur-Pedic pillow. Mm. I love that bitch.
Yeah.
You've slept on that pillow cube. It's awesome.
It's a great pillow.
Right? Especially if you're a side sleeper.
Oh, yeah. And your my neck, like, doesn't... My head, if I sleep on my side, my shoulders are too big, so my head doesn't go down. You know what I mean? Like, sure. My head is, like, suspended in the air if I sleep on my side.
Yeah.
But I prefer to sleep on my side. Cube pillow solves that problem. Not with the cube pillow,
dude. Yeah. It's fucking awesome. The only problem is... I can't find fucking pillowcases. Like, they don't even have it online. That pisses me off.
That is annoying.
Yeah, because I'm not one of those. Like,
I am big on memory foam pillows now, though.
Always.
Memory foam pillows are the way to go.
I mean, sure. There's no reason why you shouldn't have one of those. Everyone should.
Should we get to sports?
Well, I don't know. This pillow talk is kind of...
Pillow talk.
Yeah, sports. Tom, you were fucking wrong about baseball.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great. Honestly, you know, I just wanted the Brewer curse to be over.
You did.
I wanted it to be
done. It's entirely fair.
It is absolutely insane. Also, I mean, huge day for media in tweeting that out as soon as it happened.
Oh, my God.
Twitter was ridiculous. I mean, Twitter was ridiculous. Everyone thought they had that beat.
Of course.
We've been telling people. Everyone in Milwaukee knows this already. It's a curse. It's absolutely a curse. It's a gift. If you beat the Brewers in the playoffs, you win the World Series, or you go to the World Series. It's literally 100% effective.
Yeah. I mean, 10 out of 10 happens every time.
So the Diamondbacks and the Rangers game one, I believe, starts today as we're recording this on a Friday. And I think... I don't know where I'm leaning on this, because obviously the Rangers, I think, have the better bats.
I would say they have the better overall.
The Adolis Garcia hype is real right now. Hey, shout out to the Cardinals for getting rid of Sandy Alcantara, Adolis Garcia, and Randy Arozarena. They were all, like, in their farm system at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, that would have fucking sucked if that was all in
our
division.
Where's the Price is Right one?
This one?
Another great one. Another great soundbite.
Yeah. I believe they might have gave up Zach Gallen, too. They might have. He definitely was in a trade with Alcantara.
That would really suck.
Let me double check that, because I believe Zach Gallen... He definitely was in Miami's system, and it might have been he was drafted by the Cardinals. Let me just double check. Anyway, he was drafted by the Cardinals in the third round of 2016 draft.
Womp womp!
Isn't that crazy?
Look at this uncomfortable. I knew I'd find it. Look at this uncomfortable ass couch.
Oh yeah, that looks awful. So the Cardinals could have just been disgusting, and they fucked it. They absolutely fucked it.
The Brewers will perpetually win and suck in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I want to say it right now, like early hot take. They ain't winning shit next year.
Okay. I have a question here that might segue us, but before I ask it, World Series prediction right now. Who do you got? How many games?
Oh, man.
I'm going D-back seven.
Seven?
Yeah, this is a seven-game series all day.
All right, I'll take Rangers in six, then.
Okay.
I'll be different. I'm not going to lie, though. I probably want the D-backs more than the Rangers.
I don't, but I'm okay with it. Okay. Both these teams lost 100 games 2 years ago. Kind of crazy.
Look, man.
Crazy turnarounds.
Baseball is quickly turning into one of those... type of sports where basically every other sport
also,
where you can just buy your way to.
I was just going to say hot seat is spending money. Rangers did spend money and it worked. Diamondbacks had like the ninth lowest payroll in the league.
Yeah, but they sold high on their fucking guys.
Yeah, they went all out and played the rooks.
Which I mean, to me, that's buying high. That's also buying.
I mean, it's like...
You're buying... it still is just as much of a risk. Actually, it's probably more of a risk, but, you know, whatever.
You still have more young guys, too, to bring up.
Is that a player? More young guy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The question I had for you. More likely to be a coach in Wisconsin next year, Craig Council or Matt LaFleur?
Craig Council, 100%.
Really?
Not even.
So I asked the same question to Brandon Snide, and he had the same reaction to you, but he said Matt LaFleur. He said 100%. Like, it's not even close. It's going to be Matt LaFleur before it's Craig Council.
I disagree. I think
Craig Council interviewing with the Mets. That's why. Or interviewed with the Mets. And by interview, he probably went to dinner and got a handy from David Stearns.
And don't forget Woody Johnson. Who's that's the fucking Jets guy. What's
Mets owner, Steve Cohen.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He grabbed the balls.
I kept on thinking of how funny the name Woody Johnson is because it's just two synonyms for penis.
It is.
Which is just like, come on, man, change your name up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just don't think Craig Council wants to do big city living.
I think he loves Milwaukee. I don't think that's like
a 100%. I mean, it's his hometown.
Right.
To an extent, right?
I think he's from White Folks Bay.
Yeah.
I just think that, I mean, the Packers have to be really bad if Matt LaFleur is not going to be the coach. And that's definitely in the cards.
It's in the works.
It's in the cards, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, didn't we kind of talk about this last week? Or was that on No Cap?
Might have been on No Cap. I just found out that 141 was, like, uploaded incorrectly, so I just re-uploaded it. So it's double upload day.
Oh, really? What was wrong with it? Because it was on there before, I thought.
I don't know. I remember uploading it correctly, and it was not, so I just changed it right now. So you guys got two episodes in one today.
Whoa.
Suck it. Anyway, I'm really nervous because I think everyone's going to interview Craig Council.
Greg Gard.
Oh, God, I can't believe if you would have told me Greg Gard would be a coach longer than Craig Council, I would have...
Or Matt LaFleur.
I would have spit. I would have spit, dude. Been so pissed. And it's very, very possible. Craig Council is a free agent, though, so he has this right. I mean, this is what he gets to do. He gets to hear all the offers. I mean, there is a lot of really good jobs available, though. A lot of really good jobs. And Craig is definitely the most sought-after guy. You're talking about Houston, Dusty Baker, RIP his career.
Well.
He retired.
Yeah, dude's like 97.
Yeah. Cleveland. Cleveland has an opening. The Angels. I don't know if you want that job, but the Angels are available.
No one does.
And I think there's another one that I don't have right in front of me. But there's a lot of good jobs available, a lot of good jobs. I think now here's the other option now. If Craig does leave, I think there's two guys right now that are set to get that job. I think you know one of them. Do you know?
Ed Cedar.
No.
Oh.
Close. Pat Murphy, who's just Ed Cedar on the bench. And then the other one being Gabe Kapler.
Ugh. Former Brewer.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just got bounced in. Ugh. Oh, San Diego's the other one. That's the job because Bob Melvin just took that job.
The Giants job, right?
Yep. So I think those are the two guys that would be at the forefront. I still think like Craig is going to come back for some reason.
I do as well.
I got good vibes on that. And if he doesn't, I really won't blame him because the team is just always dick. And I turned on Craig Counsell on the good side very you know, recently. I was a big hater. I didn't think he could get it done. Then I saw what he did with this team this year, and I turned very quickly like he is the best manager in the league.
The Guardians actually requested to interview
Kapler?
No, Counsell.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Now, I could see him going to Cleveland.
It's small enough for him?
Cleveland is literally Milwaukee Jr.
I also was wondering though, isn't there a really strong inkling that he's going to leave to go watch his kids play? Like he wants to watch his kids play sports. I think his son goes to Notre Dame, and he's got another one in high school in the Milwaukee area.
That's what I'm saying. Like where is he going to just leave altogether? You mean?
Yeah, he's
going to
stop
managing. Oh, I mean, I can sooner see that than him going to coach elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I just don't see how he leaves at all.
I hope not. Because I don't know if Pat Murphy will get ejected more if he stays longer. That's for sure. Pat Murphy loves to get ejected.
I'm okay with that too.
No, I
love it. What's the Reds guy? Bush. No.
Johnson.
What the fuck is the Reds manager?
I have no idea, and they're in our division.
David Bell. He's the one that gets ejected all the time.
Yeah, I like that Craig is the all-time leader in ejections. Like, he did his part. All-time leader in wins. I mean, was a couple innings away from a World Series. You know, he's done his thing. It's just... You know, I hope it hasn't run its course because I would rather.
All right, quick
get him in the
quick little article. Lead. 5 Brewers manager replacements if Craig Counsell doesn't return.
Okay, I'll rate them 1 to 5 blindly.
All right, this was published on August 27th, so it was a while ago.
Okay.
But all right, so number 1, Pat Murphy.
He's number 2 right now.
Okay, number 2, Stephen Vogt. The Mariners bullpen coach.
Okay, he's number 4 right now.
Former Brewers catcher as well.
Yeah, I remember.
Number 4. Nashville Sounds manager, Rick Sweet.
He's number 3 right now.
Just by name alone?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay. Number 2, Braves hitting coach, Kevin Seitzer.
I'm going to put him number 1.
Absolutely.
The Braves mash.
And it's just the Braves.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't have to be that. And last one, White Sox bench coach.
Yep. That's
Charlie
enough.
Montoya.
Didn't even need to hear the rest. I heard White Sox bench coach.
Yeah. Why?
Like, I think no. I blind rated that. Perfect.
I would say you're pretty dang good at
that. Yeah. That was pretty good. I would not want a White Sox coach.
To be fair,
team. They suck.
To be fair.
Didn't Montoya get a job before? Like he was a manager. It feels,
I didn't even look. Charlie I didn't go Montoya. That far. I don't really care.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Give me the Braves hitting coach.
Yeah, I'm okay
for the
with that.
Love of Christ, give me that.
Just hire him as the hitting coach if Craig takes a job.
No, give him. No, you know what, Craig? Bye. Okay. Like that's where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously. That would be amazing.
Maybe we could hit. Dave, NBA started.
Yeah.
And the Bucks are. The Bucks fuck. That's what we'll say. The Bucks fuck.
Yeah, dude. They fuck hard.
They had Damian Lillard, 39 points, most ever in a debut for a team. 17 of 17 from the free throw line, so a little bit of an asterisk. But I'll take it.
I don't care.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't fucking care at
all.
He
was pulling up logo threes. He absolutely sauced whoever the fuck was guarding him for the dagger when put him up by four with like no shot clock left. And then he looked to the bench and said, I do this shit. That was, I knew, like, there it is. I want all the smoke this season. All of it. Like, I want Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's fucking go. Like, I'm ready for it. I also think that's a much better win because I think the Sixers are just better without James Harden.
I mean, yeah, that's
I think
true.
Tyrese Maxey is the guy to build around there.
100%.
And James Harden...
He's old.
He will get some ludicrous trade package that is not worth
him. I don't even think
him.
He gets that.
I mean, you'll There's get a no solid, way. You will get a much more reliable role player than what you want to make James Harden. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like, you'll get someone who will provide more value to you than if James Harden was your star and another guy and a role player.
What did you feel overall about basketball being back? Anything else outside of...
So, it's hard for me to get hype for basketball right now.
Okay.
It's just not quite basketball season. We always say this, after Christmas, basketball is here.
Is it going to change when they start doing the in-season tournament games?
No, and they kept slobbing on the in-season tournament.
Well, you have to. You have to. It's year one.
Yes.
You have to. I
remember
don't blame them for
we
that.
Did like the rundown of it. It's just a regular season.
There's nothing to it.
Format.
Yeah.
And then they'll have like a tournament based off of that group seating. So it's very similar to, do you remember when we were roasting Joe for the bean pot?
Yeah.
It feels like the bean pot.
Yeah, kind of.
Where it's like, okay, we're going to set aside games where you know you're playing. We're going to leave games for you to not know your opponent, and then you're going to play that game, but it's all in the regular season. It all counts for regular season stats.
Woot, woot.
So that's what the in-season tournament kind of feels like to me. It's the, you know, bean pot hockey.
Flick the
tournament.
Bean pot, dog.
Flick the bean pot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That, Tom, so.
My favorite mid-major college hockey program. He hates when I say that. So that's going to be hilarious when he texts me about that.
I have two Bleacher Report articles.
Okay.
That I'm going to combine together for you.
Yeah.
It is 32 predictions for this season.
Sure.
For each team and other, obviously.
Yeah.
And to accompany that, it's going to have unhinged takes for every team right now.
I like that. Can I make one of mine right now to start?
All right.
Damian Lillard will win clutch player of the year.
Oh, God. Yeah. Clutch player.
Yeah.
That I made forgot up, that was
that
a fucking...
Mickey Mouse ass award. Damian
Holy
Lillard's going to win that.
All right.
Isn't
All right.
That's a great take. I would love to know the odds on it. Put a future on it right now.
All right. So I'm going to start off just doing the broad things. That's why it's 32 and not,
sure,
you know, 30. MVP... Nikola Jokic. That's what this article has.
Yeah, this it felt like last year was like the LeBron breakup year. Like last year was the Derrick Rose year. Now they give it back to Jokic the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that being said, NBA champions Denver Nuggets. I think that's a hot take.
I don't think they're better than Milwaukee or Boston.
I do think like that's a lot to put on their young guys.
Yeah.
I realize you have...
I think they're the third best team. I think they're the best team in the West. I think they'll make the finals. I just don't think they're better than Boston or Milwaukee.
Yeah. sorry, Jesus. I mean, we're going to see some ascent from the Suns. I know they didn't win last night.
Right.
But they're going to get good.
They also didn't have Beal or Booker yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to get good.
And Devin Booker took over day one of the NBA. He had a really nice series. It's the first time LeBron and KD have played in like 5 years in the same game.
There you go.
Wild.
All right. Next up, Atlanta Hawks.
Yep.
Trae Young will not lead the NBA in assists or turnovers with the unhinged take of he also makes an all-NBA second team.
Ooh. I think he's going to get traded.
Ooh, that's some unhinged shit right there.
I think that's the guy that's going to be like the big trade piece. Like Atlanta's going to be like, all right, fuck it. We suck. Get rid of him.
Okay.
He goes somewhere else. And he'll be, I don't know where he would go. You know who I kind of think could be sneaky this year? Orlando. just a little bit of
sneaky good or sneaky for Trae Young.
Nah, I don't know if they got like a Trae Young, I think it would really put him over the edge. I just think they're going to be sneaky good already, and I could see something like he wouldn't go there because they're in the same conference and same division. So not that the division matters, but you'll play them more. I just think that Orlando might be in the market for getting someone sneaky.
First of all, if he goes anywhere, it's going to be the Thunder. The Thunder will make a trade for him.
Yeah, they have all the picks for
him. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I think he, like, I'm going to, kind of jump off this a little bit. My hot take is going to be he just starts to suck again.
My hot take is that someone will forget John Collins isn't on the team because they thought he wasn't going to get traded when they said he would get traded.
Oh, okay.
Because he's on the Jazz now. You got to remember that. He got traded, actually, finally.
Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Nobody wins more games as well as Jason Tatum finishes top two in MVP MVP voting.
I like that take. I think that the Boston Celtics absolutely have the best starting lineup. They have an insane starting lineup. Jrue Holiday doesn't have to be the stud on the team. Kristaps looked ridiculous in his first game. Oh, look at that guy with the small penis that just drove by.
Penis.
I think Jrue Holiday absolutely is going to fit perfectly there. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, they're studs. And if Kristaps stays healthy, they're going to be nasty. They're going to win 60 games this year.
Yeah, I mean, they can win all those games from their starting five alone. Yeah.
I just think their depth is going to be a problem later on.
Well, and let's see how healthy they stay, too. I don't hate that. I also don't think these are crazy or unhinged takes.
No, Tatum could also be a guy to like break up an MVP year, you know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, we've given it to Jokic a couple times, we've given it to Giannis a couple times. Like Tatum will get one.
Eventually.
Him or Luka. Those are the guys that I think could break up an MVP.
All right. Brooklyn Nets. Somebody's going to make an all-defensive team, as well as Cam Thomas will average 25-plus points per 36 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's a nice spin zone on that.
But that's still a hot take
He looked good. He's solid. I just think we might, like, the turn we saw with Jamal Murray in the bubble or Donovan Mitchell going to the Cavs. Donovan Mitchell was really good, I guess, so that's kind of unfair to say. But that's kind of how I feel about Bridges. I think that he might just turn into a really good NBA player. Now, I do think he'll have some sort of weight where it's like, oh, Bradley Beal on the Wizards. Like, what are you doing on shit teams? Okay, I don't think the Nets are going to be that good. But I think Bridges is going to have kind of a ridiculous season now that he gets a full year with the Nets. Because he was nuts when he made the move over there.
Yeah,
last year.
He was. And, like, there was that, because that was for
Kevin Durant.
That
was the Kevin Durant trade.
That was?
Yeah.
That was?
Yeah.
Shit.
I told you.
I thought that was...
And Kevin Durant looks like a fucking alien.
I thought that was when... whatever.
He's crazy.
That wasn't with Dallas?
No. Oh. Michael Bridges was it Cam Thomas? No, Cam Johnson went for Kevin Durant and like four first round picks.
Sure. Okay. Next up, Charlotte Hornets.
They're going to suck balls.
They said it in more nice terms.
Oh, okay.
Everything will be different in a year, as well as LaMelo Ball will record more than 10 triple doubles.
Yeah, I don't hate that. Melo's obviously the best ball brother. I mean, Lonzo hasn't played now in 3 years, and he won't play this year. And LiAngelo is killing the California Penal League.
Damn.
Well, I just said that because he got arrested for shoplifting that one time. Yeah, I don't think the Hornets are very good. I don't think that's a team that's going to compete. I don't think they're going to be in the plan. They're going to be going for a lottery.
So that's what they're saying in this. It's like everything will be different in the year. Is that basically Mitch Kupchak and Sean Clifford, right? Steve Clifford, sorry.
Sean Clifford, backup for the Packers.
Yep, my bad.
Yep.
Their contracts are done after this season.
Oh, yeah, he'll be gone.
So, yeah, I mean... Remember when they hired Steve Clifford, we were like, why? Like, who the fuck? Why? Okay, whatever. But Yeah.
And they had James Borrego before that. So they haven't had great head coaches over
there. Yeah, that's their fault.
Doc Rivers, come back.
Oh, good Lord, no.
Mike Budenholzer.
That.
Okay.
Is a definite.
Jeez, dude.
Sorry, I'm a little dry, apparently. Chicago Bulls. Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan will be traded, as well as they will blow it up by Christmas.
Yeah, did you see the players-only meeting that already, like, that was big meme on Twitter?
So bad.
Dude, they had a players-only meeting after one game.
That's
they're like,
fucking sad.
Yeah. I just forget, like, that team
Remember when we had hype for this team?
I mean, the team should be better than it is.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.